Hello, guys. Welcome to the first episode of our podcast. I kind of forgot the name, like usual, because that's how bougie and gougie we are here.
I think we decided on two sad singles reviewing dating apps.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Today, we are on Yubo.
Yubo, and we got 11 profiles for you guys that are cringy and scary.
Mm-hmm. Today will be a dramatic reading of what they expect to find on Yubo. Now, Yubo is, it's not exactly a dating app. It's a friend-making app, but we all know
that it's friends with benefits.
The only friend people want are special friends.
Yeah. Also, it's probably the app that you'll want to go on if you are, like, interested in just long-distance relationships.
Which makes no sense.
You never get in a long-distance relationship. They never work.
No. It's not, especially when you've never met the person.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to be fake over text.
And then not only that, but, like, the minute you do finally meet that person in person, it's gonna be awkward.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 would not recommend.
Yep.
Alright, so let's look at the first profile we have. Jake. Alrighty. So, his profile starts out by saying, I'm bored. And then very dramatically, hit me up!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
And next we get into the real gold, which is, I tend to swipe right on people 3 levels higher in ranks of attractiveness.
Oh, so quirky.
Just because you have big tits and cleavage, the size of the Grand Canyon doesn't mean I'm a swipe right. I also isn't gay, my broskies. How do you go from saying, I only swipe right on people who are way attractive, way more attractive than me, but the size of your titties don't matter?
Okay.
Obviously the size of your titties matter.
Do matter.
Yeah. We all know titties matter.
Sure. To you, maybe, yes, but to me, no. Titties are gross.
Why did he have to talk about being gay, too? It's like, nobody asked if you were gay.
Maybe a lot of guys were swiping on him. And he was, like, getting a lot of guys that were going for him.
Okay, but, like, if you take another man being interested in you, like, the same gender being interested in you, as anything but a compliment, I'm sorry to say, but
that's gay.
That's gay.
You just deny him, my dude. Or broski, in this case.
Anybody who gets offended by someone thinking they're gay is definitely gay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, on to the next one. This one doesn't actually have their name in there. And God help us all.
Someone help? Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to make fun of anybody who's, like, in serious need of a companion. But this, honestly, it just made me, I couldn't take it seriously. First of all, its emojis are beer, a time glass? Or like
an hourglass.
An hourglass, cigarettes, the toxic sign, and a skateboard.
What's that one vine where he's like, so no head, and he throws the skateboard on the floor and, like, jumps on it to break it on the
curb?
I think we found him.
Alrighty, let's get into the profile.
Oh, God.
Caution. Love and care required ahead. Before proceeding, time required. Requirements? Round-the-clock attention. Best use before the present expires soon.
Oh, he is the modern day Shakespeare.
And then has the audacity to say, if any of you happen to be in the local to the area, please contact me. Someone should love me. I want to hang out with you. Add me, punk.
Love me, say that you love me.
Anytime is the right time. Effing tired of waiting. I can't. What about you being angry at me in your profile makes me want to be your friend.
I thought I was pathetic when it comes to loneliness.
Oh my god. If you need a friend, just say, I need a friend. You don't have to be all dramatic with saying that my life has to be committed to you.
That's why he's on Yubo, to find some friends.
And I have to love you.
Wait, plot twist. What if he's homeschooled and, like, he just doesn't know how to talk to people? Because he's homeschooled.
But we were homeschooled and we talked to people.
But, like,
there's no excuse, Billy!
Okay!
Alright, next up we have Anthony.
Anthony! Now, Padilla.
His profile is actually pretty short and pretty sweet.
Okay, short and simple, you like that?
Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Chef hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just sprinkle it on.
He starts off by saying, I'm not anything special, nor different. You ain't either. Text me.
Gosh. Okay.
I want nothing more than to be reminded about how I'm not special. Like, it wasn't enough for my parents to say it.
Oh my gosh.
But now Anthony has to tell me to. I'm so hurt.
Just letting you guys know, I can't reel in anyone, but Lily over here, she's material for guys. So half of these, actually all of these, are via Lily.
Honestly, I attract the weirdos. Yeah. My one and only gift from God.
So let's exploit that.
Yeah. All right, next one, Mal Marley. And he's verified for some reason.
Mal?
Oh. Or that's just an emoji and I'm stupid.
I tried getting verified on there. You have to give them your credit card details.
That's desperate.
That is, okay, I feel like it's a scam at that point.
At that point, why are you paying to have friends?
Yeah, because you don't have to do that on Bumble or Tinder or even Grindr. So,
yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yep, anyways. So he starts off by saying, I gotta put on my smooth voice for this.
Mm. Ew.
Seriously. Okay, let's go. I'm gonna get close for this one. I got 4 inches for you, shorty.
4 inches of what? That can't even please an ant.
It gets better. It's get better. Ready?
God.
Ready? 2 for pumping. 2 for dumping.
What the fuck?
You ain't gonna find a better textured dumpling than me. Oh my god.
Wait, did you say textured dumpling?
Textured dumpling.
That sounds like a, can you say it in like a Texan accent?
You ain't gonna find better textured dumpling than me.
I love it. Yes.
Number one, fathead.
Ooh, we...
FaceTime buddy?
Wait,
question?
Wait, fathead. That's the wall decals. Mm-hmm. The wall stickers. So, is he in the fathead industry? Does he
design
wall stickers?
I have no idea. Honestly, at this point, do I care?
A little bit.
All right. Love and affection zone is closed. Mm. All y'all can suck it.
Lock and key. Then why is he on this app?
Ghosting for a bit later, suckers.
Oh, badass.
I can't get over that. Two inches for pumping, 2 inches for dumping? What the hell? What does that even mean?
Again, that can't even please an ant. So why is he boasting about having a 2-incher, you know?
Honestly, I can't even right now.
Wait, what does he even look like?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. No, he's not even worth it.
No. This one just made me laugh. It's not that bad. Actually, okay. Like, I would have a conversation with this person, So, for any males out there, take note. Cameron, United States. Oh, yee-haw!
Oh, no.
Who doesn't like long walks in the cornfield?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, for a short time when I first got Tinder, my profile said I enjoy long walks or I enjoy long romantic walks to McDonald's. So, I mean, cornfields.
I mean, same, same, right? Same,
Same.
same. All right. Next one. I don't know why, but their name was so long that it cut off.
Stallionaire. Oh, he's verified.
He is very, so you know this boy got money.
Oh, he got monies.
Shmoney. All right. He's a Houston Hooper?
I thought you were gonna say Houston Ho, and I was like, oh, okay.
No, he's a Houston Hooper. For some reason, that made my brain
I don't like the
unhappy.
sound of that. Houston Hooper.
But, like, he wants to be very honest about what he expects in, a friendship. Because this is a friend nap,
I
right?
expect a big titty goth girlfriend with thighs that are like, they just pop your head right off.
Tiny skinny waist, absolutely no belly. No, but for real, he did say, if you was ugly, hit me up.
Up? Does he accept PayPal
He next says, I'm done trying with you females. If you want me, reach your neck out for me.
Reach your neck out?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. What do I like?
Is he looking for like giraffe girlfriends? Is he a
What?
furry? Big titty giraffe. Ew! No! No. No, it's a no. I'm dead. No.
Oh God.
Eh.
He said, I'm tired of getting played like a toy.
Maybe because he's going for like the not
What?
good looking people, but like the not good looking people that think that they're it, but they're not at all. Maybe he's going for those kinds.
Alrighty. Okay.
Because there's people that are like that.
Okay. You know what? I'm fine with that. But I would like to say that he ends with a ultimatum. An ultimatum. If you text slash FaceTime one of my homies, do not talk to me.
Toxic.
Do you even like your homie at that point, bro? Like, what does that even mean?
It's like telling your dog that they can't come back to you once they leave the couch. It's hurtful.
It's hurtful.
Oh,
Oh my God. How do you say this? I don't even know how to say that.
see a trip.
See.
Sibs. It's like SIAH trip with a cross. So see a trip crisps.
Obviously a SoundCloud rapper.
We'll call them Lil Twizzler.
See, the thing I don't understand about this is that there's an option to put your socials. And of course, he puts a Snapchat because everybody knows Snapchat is where, everybody's DTF.
Yep, the place where you get them foot pics.
Oh yeah.
Show them toes.
But for his Instagram and Twitter, he just put your A asshole.
What? So he's all like, yeah, no. I only want to get like nudes from you, but if you really want to like understand like how genuine I am of a person, fuck you.
Yeah.
Ew, no,
And then
that's not
the
watermelon.
confusion continues in his profile with, see, the thing is, I would have a girlfriend, but I died last year.
Is it because his ex dumped him last year and he can't get past her?
What does it even mean? Like,
You see, I can have a
you could have
boyfriend.
just said I'm emo.
Yeah. My soul left the minute MCR broke up.
Oh my God.
Oh,
And then he just says, I'm not white. I'm spicy white.
okay, as a Hispanic guy that adores white guys, that's not spicy. Mm-mm. If you come to terms with it, it's no longer spicy. It's exactly. Disgusting.
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 All right. What is this? Ghostetch? Mm-hmm.
We'll call them Goku.
Goku! Alrighty. Well, first of all, this boy obviously downloaded one of those typing apps where they give you all kinds of different fonts.
Oh, he's a firefighter, a photographer, a vape shop manager.
How are you a firefighter and a manager of a vape shop at the same time? Being a firefighter is kind of full commitment. Lily,
if he lives in California, you gotta make that money.
Oh my god. He's out here killing the children. He is killing them.
But Lily, the vapes are raspberry flavored. Do you not want a raspberry flavor?
Wait, what was that one thing? It was like, they took away my Fruit Tooty vape. Yes. They took away my Fruit Tooty vape.
No.
It's hilarious. And then just goes on to say, FaceTime, buddy? And then...
It didn't get followed up with a fuck buddy? It's like, FaceTime buddy or fuck buddy? What? Was I right?
No. He types the thing upside down.
I don't... Girl. Did it... woman or property? Oh, no! You know what? I hope his vape shop catches on fire, and then when he's being a firefighter to take it out, he burns within the building.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't even see that. I was like, what the hell? Why is it upside down?
He got us.
Then he said, I'll probably give you daddy issues.
Is he saying that he's going to get a girl pregnant and then leave him? That kind of daddy issues?
Apparently he's already your dad.
Time to move out.
Alright, next one we got is Dark Chocolate.
What's your name? Oh, my name's Black Sugar.
Oh my god.
You're new to the strip club?
Ultimate cringe in this one. Why did you add me? Heart face. Another heart face.
So quirky. Oh my god, I love it. Do they love banana flavored ice cream?
Oh god, no. It was like, ladies, I love a bold woman. That's a turn on. That might get you head.
Wait, how do you give a girl head when she doesn't have a dick?
Is Dilly, this is why you're gay.
Is he into traps?
This is why you're gay, baby.
Head as in kissing them?
Oh my god.
I'm confused.
Oh my god.
Then you'll say eat out, like you're eating them out. You don't say head. That makes no sense.
Oh my. Nobody asked, Billy.
This does not compute.
Oh god.
I like to do ASMR now.
Get off.
I don't understand. That's so not watermelon, you know?
Oh yeah. What? What is his name? Is that what I think it is?
Cher Coochie?
I think it's
Cher Coochie. That's Cher. That.
Spare Coochie.
Spare Coochie.
Spare Coochie.
Get a fleshlight if you want it so badly. My god.
I think that's what's in his emojis. That's kind of what it looks like. It looks like he wants to beat his schmeat.
Yep, that's what it, that is, that's exactly,
that was,
dude,
beat
emojis
his
are like hieroglyphs? We're so dumb.
Alright, Sparacoochie.
Sparacoochie.
Wants me to know. Imagine getting pressed. I can't chase you, hoes. I got asthma.
And they're like, imagine getting pressed, and I'm Harry Styles, and your mom had to sell us, or your mom had to sell you to One Direction because she needed to pay for the rent for her house.
Oh my god! And now you're One Direction sex slave.
Yeah, 100% a Wattpad story.
Oh my god! And then at the very bottom, he puts, "I like eating coochie when I get high."
Oh my gosh! Okay, I mean, I heard like when you're high and you eat food, it tastes better.
When
But
you're high, you get the munchies. You need
on
something to.
coochie? What?
Oh my god. All right, next one. I'm done
Ew.
with Coochie Man.
We're done with him.
I'm
He's
done.
canceled,
All right,
please.
next up we got Big Dog. Big Dog.
Is this a description if it says if you swipe right on me, you'll understand why they call me Big Dog? Or did he completely miss that opportunity?
No, actually, I think I screenshotted this one because
Did he send you stuff?
No, he
Thank
didn't.
God.
I no.
Who?
Absolutely not. I have accepted none of these dudes' friends requests. I'm
Good.
only here to make fun of them.
We love
They
that.
are here to make me laugh. No, but you'll just see why, okay? So, a dog in football. Aquarius.
Okay.
College student.
Oh,
Alrighty. A good short height of 6'6".
wow. Okay.
Love red hair and tattoos.
You don't have tattoos,
I don't
though.
have tattoos, but I do have red hair
You
right
have red hair
now.
right now.
I'm not. Listen,
He's on to
if
you,
you
Lily.
fetishize a hair color, I don't trust you. I don't.
Yeah, you see, I go for guys who have lime green hair and a very nice neon pink beard. Eh. Oh, it's cold. My thighs are freezing. Ah, shorts are a blessing and a curse.
Alrighty, let me see. I think that was the
Is that all
last
of
of the
them?
screenshots that I had of all of this terrible, terrible stuff. Depending how this series goes, you never know what might happen. I might actually reply to them.
Well, you can always hit us up on our Instagrams, Lily.
At Lily underscore nations, Lily with a Y, not an I.
And mine is random corner, but there's an E at the end of random, and it's all one word. Cool. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. So before we end this episode, though, we need to have our conclusions on this app.
My conclusion about this app is that it is going to be the new Kick.
Oh
For those of you who remember Kick,
Oh crap.
except this time they have set it up like Tinder, which is 1,000 times worse.
Worse.
All right, if as a 13-year-old, there were men asking me to review the goods, I cannot imagine what's gonna happen on here. I cannot.
Is pretty bad. Yeah, I wouldn't want to use Yubo. Yubo's kind of gross. There's a lot of underage kids there, and I'm all like, ew, get away from me. Put that thing back where it came from, or so by God, help me.
Oh God. Do not get me on a rant about 14-year-olds again.
That was in her trailer.
Oh my God. I really wish we could all just skip the age of 14 where everybody's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
I wish I could have just been
Can I
in a
just.
coma from the age of 13 to 15.
Can I jump from when I was born to when I died? Because I'm still in the ugly phase. I'm still there.
Oh God.
But Yubo, is a no. If you're looking for a relationship,
Don't look on Yubo.
don't look on Yubo.
Unless you want someone who knows how to beat their schmeat.
And want
And Gucci
coochie.
when they're high.
Yeah.
Yubo is not that for you.
It's not for anyone. Not
All
really.
right.
And then also with the app, you can do things where you can watch other people having live streams.
And that's just dumb.
Yeah, which is something we didn't tap into this time because it's like, how are we gonna? This is
I
audio.
don't want to hear people saying stupid things.
Yeah, so, and a lot of their live streams are them like free rapping, but all of them are like trailer trash people. And I'm just all like, okay, honey, cool. That you do you, boo. So, yeah, Yubo, I don't think you'd want to go on it if you're like older, don't go on it if you're 18. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're, like, 16, 17's, like, the middle range. We're just all like,
You could get me into trouble, but when's your birthday?
Exactly. So, yeah, Yugo is a definite no for, I think, no. Both of us.
But hey, stay tuned till next time when we review actual 18-plus dating apps.
Hell yeah.
Like Hinge. Bumble.
Grindr.
Tinder.
I'm so excited for those episodes. Oh, I've been on Grindr, Tinder, and Bumble for like a very long time.
Even when you shouldn't have been.
Shit! Shh! Really? The FBI can hear us. Like, yeah. Thank you for listening in, and I hope you guys have a great day.
See you next time.
Peace.